One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when her son was two, his grandfather passed away, and shortly after that, he started talking about shadows. But it seems he was actually communicating with both grandfathers.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything else on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Multiple ways to get in on all of that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, you know, it's kind of interesting time because yesterday we found out Joe Biden was dropping out of the race. So I have to say, I am glad that we're talking about ghosts and not politics.
Me too.
It's just like, things get so ugly. You know, it's just interesting to see how both sides are talking about it. And, you know, it's like, damn, I'm so glad I don't have to talk about politics for a living.
I completely agree. It's been nice to not have to go down those roads. Over on the True Crime Today and Hidden Killers, we have been examining the shooting incident of Donald Trump, but not in any sort of political way of, you know, I don't care who it is, no matter what party you're from, you shouldn't be happy that that event took place.
No. Oh my God. No. That's actually a good example. Everybody should rally behind the fact that that wasn't right. I don't know what the solution is to prevent that from happening, but I do think there needs to be hearings. I do think they need to figure out how that kid got in there with the gun and all that.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. It could happen to anyone that's running. If there's that big of a failure, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter your side.
Absolutely.
It's just...
Absolutely.
Yeah. But
you read the comments and it gets divisive right off the bat.
Very quickly. But that's what I like what we're doing over there. Just if you want to hear a non-political conversation about the security, the failures, and what maybe went wrong, as we speculate. I've been talking with two FBI agents, including the former head of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Drake.
That's a mouthful.
It is. If you ever watched Mindhunter on Netflix, mm-hmm. he was the head of that program after those guys. In the 2000s for a while. Great guy, good friend now, author, very intelligent, completely apolitical, and we're just discussing failures and how that could have happened. That's over on the Hidden Killers podcast. But yeah, here on Real Ghost Stories Online, we have ghost stories for you. So
which is a much more pleasant topic.
Let's go to one of those. Hi.
Hi, I just listened to your podcast for the very first time, and I'm very inspired to call and tell you my stories. I am no longer wondering about them. I've just accepted them for being positive and happy. My son, who's now 27, he was 2 years old when my father passed away. We actually buried my dad on my son's second birthday. And it was very shortly thereafter that my son started talking about Shadow, and that Shadow was there with him, and he would talk to Shadow and call this little being that he was seeing Shadow. And his daycare was at my work, so I knew the teachers really well. And the lead teacher came to me and she said, you know, I don't want you to be alarmed, but, you know, your son talks to Shadow all the time. And it could be related to the fact that, you know, he just lost his grandpa. But at two, he doesn't even understand the concept of what a shadow is. So he definitely has a little friend, but I just want you to be aware of it. And sure enough, he would start talking to Shadow at home too. And I was very comforted by the fact that it was my dad, that my dad was going to stay, in touch with my son and watch over him. And so that never, you know, was a concern of mine. And then, my son, we went on a helicopter ride, and we were, he was maybe three at this point, and he was standing up in the middle, on the seat between my husband and I, and we were just doing a real quick little helicopter ride at a fair. And my son was laughing and laughing, and it was a beautiful fall day. So we thought, oh, he's really enjoying flying in the helicopter. You know, like, what little boy wouldn't love that, right? And he was laughing, and he says, oh, mommy, mommy, papa loves this. He just loves this. And I said, oh, is papa here with us? He said, oh, yes, mommy, papa's right here. Don't you see him? Papa's right here. And he loves this. He loves this. And my father was a pilot, and he absolutely loved flying, loved it. So I know that he was feeling him, and he was chatting with him at that particular moment. And then, my son only met my dad for his first 2 years. So whatever, you know, impression could be made there was made. But my husband's father passed away when my husband was just a little boy. And there was a photograph on the wall of my father-in-law when he was a young man, maybe college age, and he was in a football uniform. And it was this great photograph on the wall. And my son was laying down in the recliner with his feet up where your head should be, and his head was sort of draped over where your legs would be. And he was sort of spinning around in this recliner that swiveled. And he was laughing and laughing. And we thought it was just the cutest thing that he was having fun. And all of a sudden he says, oh, I know. I know. And so it was as if he were talking with someone. So my husband said, oh my gosh, get in here and listen to him. He's full-fledged talking to somebody. And my husband was a little leery on, oh my gosh, what is wrong with our son? And I'm comforted by the whole thing. And he is, oh my God. He says, oh, I know. And he's laughing hysterically. And he says, I know. And finally we said, what do you know? Who are you talking to? What do you know? And he says, you know him, you know Bob. And he points to the picture of my husband's father as a college age young man who my son never met. He never knew his name. And of course, his name is Bob. So we feel that our young son was contacted by both of his grandfathers, and that he totally was at peace and was never afraid, and it makes us very happy to know that that happened, actually. And then there was just one other thing I wanted to share. So When I was working, I was about 22 years old. I had lost my mother when she when I was 15. So it was about 7 years after my mother had passed. And I was working, and I was really stressed out about something. And this is, I'm older, so this was before, way before cell phones. And I'm working, and I'm super stressed out about something. And all I wanted to do, you know, that moment where you just want to get advice from your mom. And I was just stressed out, and I reached for the telephone, and I was totally going to dial my mother. And my boss said, well, it's okay. Like, you can, like, what's the matter? And I said, oh, I was just going to go call my mom. And she's like, well, that's okay. You can use the work phone to call your mom. And I said, well, the problem with that is my mom died 7 years ago. And my friend was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she says, yeah, she goes, that has to be weird, like, to overcome that feeling. And I said, well, what's even more odd is that I totally heard my mother. She was speaking to me, but it was inaudible. I couldn't understand what she was saying, but I know she was talking to me. And I clearly felt her hand on my shoulder. And you know your mother's touch. And it was my mother's hand on my shoulder right before I picked up the phone to call her when I was super stressed out. So I have angels all around me, and I wanted to share that with you. I hope it can help others that might be freaked out when things like that happen. Don't be freaked out. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that that experience with us. What's your thoughts?
Well, I do like that both of those are very positive stories and not super creepy or anything like that. But the story about her son, you know, Kathy and I have talked about that recently in a couple episodes about her son having that same experience and talking to my dad after my dad died and saying things that my dad had said to him that we're like, well, how would you know that? Well, because he was just here. We were just talking about it. And it's like, no, you weren't. And it was kind of, I don't know. It was a weird feeling at the time because you're experiencing such intense grief. And then at the same time, there seems to be this connection that also, I don't know. It was weird.
Sure.
You know, I didn't know how to process it exactly, but it also made me feel more connected to him and like, oh my God, maybe he's not really that far away.
Mm-hmm.
Chris can see him and Chris can talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can't have that kind of experience, but maybe, you know, he's still kind of available to me. Kind of opened that up to me a little bit.
Or it could be me, good old Satan. Could be me.
Oh, Satan, today.
I like to impersonate people on the weekends. I really do. I like to get all dressed up and get out there and get my freak on. And, you know, then, but I like to, you know, impersonate old people, children, cats. Sometimes cats are fun. Meow. Meow. You make that sound. And then suddenly little children come over to the closet. They think they're going to find a little kitten. All of a sudden it's like, yeah, I'm Satan. And they're like, ah, I'm a little kid. I'm like, boo. And they're like, you don't really scare me anymore, Satan. I mean, look at what we're fucking dealing with in America. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're not all that scary anymore.
I've lost some of my scare power. So, you know, I got to get in there and do a little more, I think possession work maybe in the next year. We need a couple more of those. We need someone that they make movies off of years later after, you know, some kids levitating out of a bed, their head spins around a little bit. I need to do that to a few more kids this year. And then I tell you what, the kids are going to be fucking freaked out about me, motherfucker. Because boo, meow. I'll just start as a kitten. Meow, meow. All right, that's it from the Dungeon of Darkness over here today. Hope you guys are doing well.
Why Satan?
It's always good to hear from Satan and get an update.
He just randomly pops up like that.
He does. You just never know.
He made a really good point about the possession stuff because, you know, that you put out a movie like The Exorcist and that's all the talk forever.
Exactly.
And so now when they try to redo The Exorcist, as they did recently, it didn't get the buzz because it's the same story. If it happened to a different person, maybe it had gotten more buzz.
Yep, exactly. Well,
Have you thought about that?
He's thinking ahead. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Love to hear your ghost story. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get ad-free episodes on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.